This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, for tonight. Joe's taken a little bit of a break. Tammy and I are going to take over the world. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com, and there's also a chat room that you can check out and talk to the producer and others. And tonight we'll be talking about Yanni versus Laurel. It's driving everybody crazy. I don't know if, Tammy, if you can chime in and actually play that for everybody. We did get that ready for people to hear because I want to know what you all hear.
Yep, here it goes. Let's see if we got it.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Now what?
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay, go ahead, Kimberly.
So now I want to know what everybody's hearing, because I'm hearing Yanny every time that joke plays. But my husband heard Yorl. I don't know what is everybody else hearing, because people are this is like the blue dress, green dress, blue dress, whatever, tan dress thing that came out, only this is, you're actually hearing it. And it's completely different for everybody. So it's Team Yanny or Team Laurel? What's everybody hearing? I'm interested in knowing because this has been kind of funny. So what I did was I looked on the interwebs, of course, because there has to be something to this. And I'll stick this into the Facebook page, into the chat. Apparently, it's just pitch. It's all about pitch. And so if you at a higher pitch, I could actually hear Laurel, but at a lower pitch, my husband could hear Yanny. So everybody's been going nuts on this all over social media about what they're hearing, and it all has to do with pitch. And it's really strange to sit with someone in the same room and hear completely different things. It's not like you're seeing, maybe you have different ways of looking at something. You're literally hearing something, but be hearing completely different things. And I thought it was a little bit ironic because this is just like politics. We have this political divide and two different people will hear a politician or someone say something, or it'll be about policy, and it seems as though they are two different things. So I thought this was a kind of an interesting experiment in which we hear maybe what we want to hear, or we hear something completely different, and then it's arguing back and forth like, what do you mean? How could you actually believe that is something other than what I think it is? And then that's when a lot of political arguments also start. So I thought that was interesting to bring that up. It's still interesting to know what all you different people hear out there in the world. But so some other news that has been interesting that's come up today is that the Senate passed a measure repealing changes to the net neutrality rules. I don't know if you're very familiar with that, but it was something put in place under the Obama administration that actually puts the government more in control of the interwebs and how they're used as far as who gets power to what, et cetera. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but to try to explain it in a simple way. And there was no need for it. There was no problem. It's just a matter of the Obama administration wanted control. So it was repealed, except legislation went through and some Republicans actually voted for it to put them back into place, put those regulations back into place. And it's interesting, it was Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was one of them, John Kennedy of Louisiana, Susan Collins, of course, people that aren't actual conservatives, put these into place and voted for this. And the thing is, I, as you know, many of you know, I live in New Hampshire and I have two half-witted senators, Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan. And recently they said all these businesses support net neutrality because they don't know what it's going to be like without it. How can that be possible when we lived without this for years before the Obama administration put it into place? And there weren't problems. There weren't issues. There was plenty of innovation. There was businesses thrived all over the internet, whether you were small business, whether you were a super large business. There's no need for this. It's just more government control over a free market. And it's a shame. It's shameful that some Republicans actually voted for this as well. Hopefully Trump stands his ground and says, nope, I'm not going to go along with that. But it's ridiculous that people are pushing something that actually does nothing and means just more government control as opposed to letting the free market ride, which it was already doing before. And obviously that turned out pretty good because, you know, it's a huge market. It's a huge venue. So this is, you know, this is where the Yanni law kind of comes into play because you have some senators who are saying, oh, this is what it's going to do. And then others saying, no, that's not what it's going to do. And it doesn't seem like anyone's actually paying attention. They're hearing two of the same words, net neutrality, but seeing them see totally different understanding and have a total different view of it. And I guess you could say that Democrats, as usual, want control because that's how they roll. But then, you know, others are different. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll be back with Keith Hansen from WNCK, and he'll talk about his new show in Vermont.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
I'm putting you guys on mic, so hang on.
Okay.
And we're back. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. Joe is taking a little break tonight. Tammy and I are going to take over. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com, where they also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. Tonight, I would like to welcome a friend and a very popular talk show, radio talk show host in Upper North Country, New Hampshire, Keith Hansen from WNTK, who's also going to tell us about something very strange happening in Vermont, and he's part of it. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me. And this is a bit of a little bit of role reversal here. Normally, I'm interviewing you on my show, so it's nice to be in the passenger seat for once. And just go gentle on me, okay?
I'll try to be gentle. I can be that sometimes.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell people what's going on with YCN and what it's all about and why this is a little bit, strange to be happening in Vermont of all places.
Yeah. Well, as you know, and you introduced, I have a terrestrial radio show on WNTK and WUVR. So we broadcast in New Hampshire. And in Vermont as well. And that's, of course, over the air terrestrially. And of course we have our online presence and our streaming apps and all that. And so I've been up here for, just a little over 2.5 years now and have developed a very, very strong and very loyal following. That's one of the ways that you and I met, initially and, have proud to become referred to as one of, if not the most conservative voice in Vermont and New Hampshire. And so I was recently approached by YCN Network. Now, YCN is an acronym for Yankee Communications Network. They broadcast in the upper 40% of New York, all of upstate New York, all of Vermont, and about the western 50% of New Hampshire. And they spending a lot of money on infrastructure and branding, specifically in Vermont. And so they asked me. They said, we're interested in getting a variety of different programs on YCN, and we also know that you're a very strong conservative, and that there are no conservative television shows in the entire state. And that's actually true. There isn't a conservative television show in the state. There are conservatives, believe it or not, but they tend to kind of lurk in the shadows because they feel vastly outnumbered. So, they said, what would you think about doing a news recap program, like a news of the week program that involves your strong, unabashedly unapologetic conservative commentary? And I said, you had me at how would you feel? I mean, I'm game. I'm your Huckleberry. So it launched and it's been wildly popular already. It's in we're filming the third episode or the third week's episode tomorrow. And people love it. People are shocked when they come across it. They think it's a joke. They're like, what is this? You're delivering conservative commentary in Bernie Sanders land. How has this happened? So
right?
For them, it's a real breath of fresh air.
So are you finding, like you said, I agree with you. There are people hidden in the shadows that are conservatives in Vermont, which I like to refer to as the socialist state of Vermont. But are you finding that you are sort of bringing people out a little bit more, or at least they're coming out a little bit more just since you started doing that show?
I would say that they're making their presence known for the purposes of expressing appreciation that finally they feel as though they have somebody who can speak on their behalf and who
right.
can represent their morals and their values and their ethics and their concern, quite frankly, about what's happening in a state where you've got openly democratic progressive candidates. And I mean, we talk about, the guys are progressive. No, these people actually have that's their title, D/P. Normally you have an R or a D or maybe you'll have an L for libertarian.
Yeah.
They actually have D/P, democratic progressives. And these people are the hardcore Marxists that want nothing more than, in essence, the overrunning of the state with complete socialist concepts. And they're working, and they are as unabashedly unapologetic about their embracing of Marxism as I am about embracing conservative Republican values.
Right. except the only problem is they're the ones in power in Vermont, and they're the ones that keep pushing all this huge progressive ideology and legislation in Vermont, despite the fact that there's a Republican, quote-unquote, governor, correct?
Well, yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And how a Republican governor, first of all, how a Republican governor ever got elected in the state of Vermont is, it's nothing short of an act of God. But that being said, this is the same Republican governor who two and a half weeks ago, signed into law Senate Bill 55, which was sweeping Chicago-style gun regulations in the state that up until this point has never had gun laws ever. I mean, Vermont is the epitome of a constitutional carry state. It was the first. In fact, you know, when I was younger, I was 21 years old. I was living in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. I had a concealed weapons license. One of my best friends and I and our girlfriends wanted to go up to dinner in Vermont. I didn't know about reciprocity, so I called Vermont State Police and said, "Hey, I've got a concealed weapons license in the state of Massachusetts. I want to carry in Vermont. Am I permitted to do so?" And the trooper who answered the phone at the barracks that I called said, "Sir, this is Vermont. We don't have gun laws. Just try not to shoot somebody."
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, it was like, wow. If you can walk into a store and you can pass the background check, the ATF 4473 to purchase the firearm, you can strap it on your hip, you can conceal it, you can do whatever you want to with it. You know, within reason, as long as you're not, you know, walking into a Circle K and demanding money. This was never supposed to happen in this
right.
state. It was all because of a thwarted school shooting that the governor now suddenly says, "Well, you know, I would feel bad if I didn't take the opportunity to enact this." Basically, the exploitation of not even a tragedy, but a potential tragedy. And then turns around and says, "Oh, well, you know, this is an opportunity." And as soon as the Democrat progressives in that state saw that their governor was cracking and was ready to capitulate on gun law, boy, did they take advantage of it. 3 weeks later, bam, they've got the bill ready to go. He slaps the signature on it, and here you go. Now, Vermont.
All right, Keith, we have to go for a break, but we'll bring you back for the next segment. We'll be right back.
All right.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Guest host Kimberly Marin, and we are filling in. Tammy and I are taking over. We are filling in for Joe. He has a night off, and we are back with guest Keith Hansen, who is a talk show radio host for WNTK in New Hampshire and Vermont. And we were talking about his new television show, a news wrap, that's just started in Vermont, and it's the only conservative television show in Vermont. Keith, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it. Great to be here with you.
So now, I know we were talking about gun control in Vermont, and which is amazing because it's the lowest crime rate, even though it's been constitutional carry for a gazillion years. But our question, are these the type of topics that you will be covering on your new show?
Well, you know, a lot of it is, you know, we're talking about, we can get into certainly the budgetary stuff, which, you know, tends to be a little bit dry. But, I mean, I want to be able to go after the things that are really illustrating the absurdity of the progressive agenda. And mm-hmm. certainly there's plenty of it there. Certainly the implementation, the signing into law of Senate Bill 55, and the passage of these sweeping gun reforms, which are absolutely ludicrous in a state that last year had 6 gun homicides. And I think 3 of them were law enforcement. You know, they were use of force related, justifiable homicides by police officers.
Right.
One was a suicide and 2 were domestic violence homicides. So, I mean, there is no gun crime up there. Generally because, you know, an armed society is a polite society, but also because there's just vast tracts of land with cows. And there's just not a lot of crime up there, with the exception of course, you know, the drugs, which that's the epicenter of the opioid crisis, which incidentally was another topic that I, of course, had to hit on, because as of July 1st, now Vermont stands to become the 9th state to step in that colossal pile of crap called marijuana legalization. At least the other 8 states had the foresight to say, well, you know, if we're going to turn around and legalize a vice, then we might as well institute a mechanism for the sale and taxation of that. Oh, but not the progressives in Vermont. We're just going to legalize up to an ounce of it. And then we're going to assume that people who have drug problems, they're going to abide by that whole 1 ounce thing. Oh, and we're not going to establish anything that would break the black market. We're not going to implement anything that would allow us to sell it and tax it. We're just going to go ahead and legalize it. And in a state that is in an absolute fiscal crisis of nightmare proportion, you're not even making a dime off it. I guess at least if you're going to legalize a vice, make some money off it. Make it worthwhile for people.
Wow.
But, you know, then again, that's not exactly what they do over there. And, of course, this in the state that is lamenting the air fingers, quote, opioid crisis. This is the same state, by the way, when their state troopers catch somebody on the interstate coming up from Massachusetts with over 900 bags of heroin. They arrest that person and then release them on personal recognizance bail because, well, monetary bail systems are too economically unjust.
Whoa, are you kidding?
Not kidding. This is routine. And, you know, you're in New Hampshire, I'm in New Hampshire, and in fact we're seeing that right now. We've got Senate Bill 556 in New Hampshire, which is the Criminal Justice Reform and Economic Fairness Act of 2018. Because somehow, some way, when you hold criminals accountable and actually have a monetary bail system to ensure that the criminals that you need to get back into court to face the charges have some skin in the game and actually show up, that's economically unfair. And again, you can thank the brain children over at the Pretrial Justice Institute for this little slice of snowflake social justice warriorism now up here in New England, both in Vermont, which has it right now, and New Hampshire, which is considering this.
Now, how long has this been in place in Vermont, do you know?
It's been at least 2 years since they've had this major sweeping bail reform. And if you're not being charged with murder, it's pretty much a guarantee that you're going to walk on, in essence, a $40 fee and a signature. Your good word. Because, you know, when you're trafficking narcotics into a state that has an opioid crisis, well, you know, aside from the indiscretion that you happen to get popped for, well, you're a person of good character. We can take your word that you're going to show up and face the consequences.
I wonder, I'd like to know how many people don't bother showing up
when I talk to law enforcement officers over there, whether they're patrol officers or sheriff's deputies or state troopers, they're spending most of their time chasing down fugitives and people who are wanted on failure to appear warrants because, guess what? They don't show up to court because there's no skin in the game. So
it kind of sounds
of New England.
Yeah, well, you know, that kind of reminds me of when illegal aliens come over the border, obviously in the south and in the southern part of the country. They have to show up in court, but then they get to walk away. And they're expected to come back, and they don't ever show up, and they don't reappear for years and years, or maybe ever.
Until they're arrested for a violent crime, or killing somebody in a DUI accident, or, you know, shooting somebody up here in San Francisco because you just happened to find a loaded gun laying there. I believe truly in the essence of my heart and in my soul that this is something that is a mechanism to be able to create more dependency on the government. Because when you take away people's ability to defend themselves, but then you allow people who are criminals to not have any type of disincentivizing consequences for their criminal behavior, and they're allowed to run free, now you have an increase in criminal activity and a decrease in the number of people that are adequately equipped to protect themselves from the people that the criminal justice system is an abject failure at protecting them from.
It just seems to be completely backwards. And it's regressing.
Well,
it doesn't seem to be progress.
Welcome to Progressivism 101. Where the nuclear family is something to be ashamed of, but two men in assless chaps can make out in public, and we have to respect that diversity.
Did you really have to create that visual?
Well, I figured that there's not enough mental eye bleach in the world to get that out of your head, Tim. So that was a gift just for you right there.
You know what? I can make you pay for that. I can somehow find a way to make you pay for that.
I know you can. Now, everything that used to be right is now wrong. And everything that used to be wrong is now right. And for those of us who believe in personal responsibility, we're beyond old fashioned. I mean, it's typical that, you know, I'm in my early 40s, so I'm not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel like a grandparent in this society today saying, you know, you kids and the way it used to be. And we have gotten so far off of course from where we should be and what the ideals of this country are, what this country was built on. And we really need to get back to it. And that's why I'm loving watching what Trump is doing. I think it's great. I think it's great watching progressives getting just apoplectic because Trump is steamrolling over them and systematically dismantling the Air Fingers, quote, Obama presidency legacy. I think it's brilliant. I think it's great. God, I hope we get 4 more years of this. I really do.
Is there any of Obama's legacy left at this point? I can't think of much.
Well, you know, we still got the...
Obamacare. Yeah, that's true. We both thought of that at the same time. So listen, we have to... Oh, I thought I was getting the cue to that we have to get ready. So tell me, why don't you tell us where everybody can find you at as well? Tell us your social media, everything.
Well, you can watch me inflame liberals on Twitter at Real Keith Hansen is my handle, at Real Keith Hansen on Twitter. The radio station's website, if you want to stream the show or if you want to check out any of the podcasts, which are all available on the website, it's WN as in November, T like Tango, K like Kilo.com, WNTK.com. And the Vermont News Wrap program is available at YCNNow.com. And if you scroll down about a third of the way down the homepage, you'll see the section for YCN News Vermont Wrap. And that is, of course, the week in review, along with conservative commentary. And I'll tell you, like I said, it's great because the producers of the show said, boy, you know, you're really going to be taking you're really going to be poking the hornet's nest with this in Vermont. And I said, I don't want to poke the hornet's nest. I want to take a Louisville Slugger to that bad jacket. I want to beat the living hell out of it.
So before they cut you off, please.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. And Tammy and I are taking over the show tonight. You'll actually let us do this as we rub our hands together. You can find us at realside.com, therealside.com, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and more. And I'd like to thank guest Keith Hansen, who was just on. We were talking about firearms, and, you know, there's another story in the news that's making news that some of you might have heard about a young conservative woman who graduated Kent State, and as her parting shot for the college, she decided to take photos, take school graduation photos, with a firearm. Not just any firearm, it was an AR-10, and no, that does not stand for assault rifle. It's just the style of the firearm. And on her graduation cap, it actually says, come and take it. Her name is Caitlin Marie, And, you know, she was basically saying, you know, now that I finally graduated, I can actually arm myself on campus because students, faculty, people, employees, staff weren't allowed to arm themselves to protect themselves on campus, but complete strangers who were on the campus could carry on campus. So, of course, she couldn't protect herself while she was on campus. Now that she graduated, she can protect herself. That the fact that that makes absolutely no sense says a lot about gun control policies of many universities. It's not just this one, not just Kent State, which is a little bit ironic in itself. But it's interesting. She's gotten lots of, obviously, support from pro-Second Amendment people. She's gotten a lot of blowback from the gun control crowd. Oh, my God, you know, that's horrible. But she's a woman. She's choosing to protect herself. There shouldn't be any arguments about that. There shouldn't be any question that she should be able to do that. Everybody should be able to protect themselves. It's a fundamental human right. But it's just a good optic that she showed, showing that how she was for 4 years or whatever she was on campus, showing how she was, you know, not allowed to do that. And now she can. And, you know, so basically she wasn't able to protect herself. Now she can, even though she's not going to have to be there anymore. That kind of says a lot about college campuses and gun control, because obviously she's more safe now that she's not a student than she was when she was there. Fortunately, that didn't come up for her. But in one of the tweets that she did post about one of her photos, she said, I should have been able to do so as a student, especially since 4 unarmed students were shot and killed by the government on this campus, which is, you know, some of the irony going back to way back when. But that's the same thing as, you know, Vermont deciding to pass gun control laws when they have been a constitutional carry state since their inception. And they have the lowest crime rate in the entire country, and they always have, and they always do. There's no problem. Why would you want to push gun control that will potentially make the state less safe? Massachusetts is a neighbor, and they have massive gun control, and they are less safe than Vermont. In fact, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are all the constitutional carry zone, as my friend Maddie calls it. And all 3 of those states have always been more safe than stricter gun control states like Massachusetts. So how, you know, these you can compare because they're in the same area, that, you know, they're all in New England. It's not like you're comparing 2 completely different states on different coasts. These are all same New England area, but the stricter the gun control, the less safe the state, the more crime that happens to be in the state. And there's statistics to prove this. So I don't know what they were thinking in Vermont. Clearly the governor wasn't thinking. And he just pushed the policies that the, what did Keith call them, Democrat progressives? I'm not quite sure how they still even call themselves Democrats anymore, when they're really Marxists or whatever it is they want to call themselves these days. But they passed those laws, and it'll be interesting to see how that ends up working out, especially when they do have such lenient laws and lenient punishment, apparently, for narcotic, hardcore, you know, crimes that are happening in the state. So that'll be something interesting to watch over the next several years when they, you know, loosen some laws and restricted others for people to protect themselves. Might be a hotbed of interestingness coming up over the next couple of years. But that's the way it is with any kind of legislation where they don't think about, they, you know, it's just a knee-jerk emotional reaction, and they don't think about the ramifications. And we're going to be talking about that shortly, about how, you know, legislators will get some kind of feel-good thing, and then they don't think about the ramifications. And Tammy's just telling me, Tammy's beeping in and telling me that this poor girl was getting death threats because of her post. Actual death threats because of her post. This girl that dared to actually have a photograph with a firearm in it, protecting, portraying her Second Amendment right and her choice as a woman to protect herself, she's getting death threats. So that just tells you how mentally unstable some on the left are, who are so paranoid about guns that they wish death on someone who dares to want to protect themselves with one. Maybe that's one of the reasons so many gun control addicts hate guns. It's not so much that they're afraid of guns, it's that they are violent people. And they know that if they had a firearm, they would use it to do harm against innocent people. Or they would use it to do harm against someone who spoke about something they didn't like. Maybe that's really the issue. Because we talk about projection all the time with the left. And it seems to me that often you'll hear, and I don't want to only say left, because I know plenty of people on the left who are pro-Second Amendment. So I try to put it into gun control terms, because not everyone on the left is, you know, against the Second Amendment, which, you know, happens to be part of our Bill of Rights, and it's a fundamental human right. But so the gun control addicts who say, oh, you just want to kill, you just want to shoot me, or you're going to use your gun if someone, if you get into a beef with someone over driving or road rage or something. Well, no, most law-abiding citizens, actually probably all law-abiding citizens, wouldn't even do that or have those thoughts. But the people that are pushing gun control, they certainly have a lot of crazy thoughts about committing acts of violence, especially with guns. So, you know, maybe those people are the ones who should never own firearms, but should leave us alone, because obviously we need to protect ourselves from those kind of people. Because clearly, they have the mental illness known as hoplophobia, but it goes beyond that because they're also violent and they have violent tendencies. And you hear this a lot in different kinds of areas where legislators talk about, oh, we have to ban this or that because violence is going to happen over dumb things. And it's just simply not true. It doesn't happen with law-abiding citizens. And it's just them projecting what they might do, which is kind of scary. I remember we had a New Hampshire senator who said the same thing. He would be violent if someone was concealed carrying, because he wouldn't know they were carrying. But he wouldn't be violent towards someone if they were open carrying. What does that say about yourself, buddy? Do you even listen to what you're saying? Because that's pretty mentally not all there. And that seems to be a huge, huge thing with these people who like to project their evil thoughts onto everyone else. So, and I'm sure plenty of you out there have plenty of stories of other people you've heard, or if you're a Second Amendment activist, you've had death threats, or you've had people wish you get shot, or hope that someone in your family kills you, or all these horrifying things that they say to you about firearms, because they hate firearms. And they happen to be extremely violent, at least in their thoughts. And we already know some of them really are violent. So we're getting ready to wrap up first hour here. But don't forget, we'll be on the other side. And on the other side, we're going to have a very interesting discussion about gender identity legislation. What is it? Who? What? And we'll be right. We'll be back. This will be the end of the show. I'm filling in for Joe Machina. And we'll be back on the next hour to go further and talk some more.